Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio, and right outside of our studio door, all the way down in La Paz, we have the Grizz from Adventures South of the Border, Chef on the Water, and what is it? You got two or three other television shows to go on.
Yeah, Discovering Mexico, and we're starting a new one this month, John. It's called Cooking with the Grizz, where we're going back and taking recipes from many, many years ago, and from the Indians, from the pre-Hispanics, and we're making a new show about cooking.
Well, Grizz, we're going to have to talk about that. And then we also have David Adams from Hooked on Adventures, that he does something that almost every angler has always wanted to do, and very few people get the opportunity. So, Adam, why don't you give us a little bit of an idea of what you do for a living?
Yeah, what we do is we arrange for clients to come down and spend a week on our yacht down in the heart of the Amazon rainforest. We put them up in a beautiful yacht, and they do some very, very exciting fishing for about 7 days on the water there.
Well, I would imagine.
Well, that sounds great.
Just being on the Amazon would be worth a trip. And I know, Grizz, you've done some, well, you fished everywhere and done everything, but I know that you've been to the Amazon. So why don't you and David kind of talk, first of all, a little bit about the area that you fish, David?
Well, we fish almost exclusively the black waters of the Rio Negro River. Our clients will, we will charter flight them once they get into the country. We'll charter flight them out to a town by the name of Barcelos, and we will travel upwards of 300 miles during the week on our yacht, and then all of our clients fish off of our custom-made bass boats. And it's extremely comfortable. We have a lot of ladies that come down with their husbands because of the accommodations, and it's a lot of fun. And so, and as you said, John, you do see a lot of sights and sounds that you would just normally never ever get a chance to see.
Well, there is that allure. You know, I mean, floating down the Amazon is is something that a lot of people would only dream about. But being able to be on the Amazon in a luxury yacht and then going out with the smaller, I guess, bass boats you use traditionally?
Yes, sir. All of our bass boats are they're very wide-bodied, shallow V. We get into a lot of tight spots. The guides will hack their way back into some hidden lagoons and some oxbow lakes. And we have marine radios on all of our boats. We have foot-controlled trolling motors. So everything is, we've got it all down to a science, and they are going to get into some really, really exciting fishing for the week.
Well, real quickly, David, I don't want to scare anybody, but I'm kind of curious. I know that you've got, the wildlife and the fauna along the Amazon is nothing in the world. You got the monkeys, marine life. But do you still have the indigenous with poison arrows or poison darts?
No, we've never seen anything like that. In fact, John, we always spend at least half of a day during the week giving the clients a chance to visit one of the villages.
Wow.
And they're extremely friendly, and they welcome us every time we go down. We take stuff like baby aspirin and soccer balls.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Coloring crayons and candy for the kids. So it's always a thrill.
There's no shrunken heads on. There's no shrunken heads on sticks then.
No, sir. No, sir.
Hey, Grizz.
Not that you can see, John. Yeah. Not that you can see. Hey, David, tell us a little bit about what species of peacocks do you fish for there?
We will encounter approximately four different types of peacocks. We go all the way from the Borboleta, which is called the butterfly, the three bar, which is called the Asu, that's the one that gets really, really big, and also the speckled peacock. And then there's another smaller peacock, about the same size as the butterfly, that they normally catch those down in the Florida canals. So I know there's about 14 different species of peacock that they've identified, but we only encounter three or four of them during the week.
Well, the butterfly is the most brilliant, the most beautiful, isn't it? The male?
Yes, sir. The butterfly is by far the prettiest of all four that we catch.
Yeah, I remember catching them. They're like nothing else. Now, other fish, sporting fish that you got, do you guys get into tiger fish?
We don't have any tiger fish down there. You have to go into into Africa to find the tiger fish. But we do catch the arowana, which is also called...
Arowana, that's an incredible fighting fish.
Incredible fish. And they hit a lot of the same lures that the peacock bass will hit on a lot of the same flies as well. And then if you want to go out and try your luck at some catfishing, we have actually caught catfish as big as 250 pounds.
Wow. And just out of curiosity.
And that's yeah. basically bottom fishing, isn't
yeah.
it?
It is. You take some piranha for bait or some of the dogfish for bait, and that's a perfect time for the husbands and wives to go out, or a perfect time for a couple of the guys to go out at the end of the day and throw their line in the water, crack open a beverage of their choice, and try their luck at hooking into a big catfish.
God, that's well. It is a big. Now, tell us about the water, the turbidity, and about the Amazon itself.
Well, you know, we fish, like I said before, we fish the Rio Negro, which is considered the black water. And one of the benefits of fishing that water is because it is black water, because of the tannic acid levels in it, the mosquitoes cannot be produced on that water. So I've been down there 48 weeks myself, and I've never seen a mosquito on the waters that we fish. So that's one thing that's really, really convenient for us.
Interesting. So that would be the tannins. That's basically what you get from the oak barrels when you make wine.
Exactly. Tannic acid, exactly. And then, you're fishing a lot of areas, basically just like your rivers at home, really. It's no more different than your rivers at home other than you're 6,000 miles away from home. But everything is, you're with very, very knowledgeable guides. I've handpicked all of my guides, and they know all the rivers, like the back of their, they've all grown up fishing these same waters out of dugout canoe since they were very, very young age.
Okay. Well, give us a bit of an idea about the trip itself. How many people, how many boats, and you said it's 7 days, so kind of just going to give a real quick scenario. If once people fly down there, what happens?
Okay, quick rundown. Basically, you get from your home port into Miami, and the flight leaves out of Miami at 5:30 in the evening, so it makes it very convenient. You get into Brazil, and you know what? It's only a 5-hour direct flight from Miami, and you're there. Our English-speaking representatives will pick you up. We put you up at a very nice hotel the first night. The next morning, we will transfer you to our charter company that flies you out to the lodge. It's about a 45-minute flight to your floating lodge, your yacht, your home away from home for the next week. And then once you board the yacht, we assign you your rooms. We assign you your guides. We do just a quick little orientation of the yacht for the week, and then you are out fishing by mid-morning, early afternoon, and then you continue on another 6.5 days of fishing to complete your week the following Friday. So you're up every morning about 5:30. We have a great chef on board that makes a great assortment of American cuisines as well as Brazilian flair to it. We do a beautiful shore lunch one afternoon during the week, and then we cap the week off with an absolutely beautiful, stunning barbecue luau on a sandy beach. Yeah, it
now,
is very, very nice.
The yacht or mothership itself, how big is it and how many people?
The mothership is 110 feet long, and it will hold up to 24 people, although we like to cut our groups down to no more than 20 because that's what the dining room will comfortably hold.
Uh-huh.
All the suites hold 2 clients per suite. They all have their own individual air conditioning as well as private baths with hot and cold showers in all the rooms.
Wow. Well, I know it's not cheap, but this is a trip of a lifetime. There's no question about getting in. And we didn't even talk about how hard those peacock fight. I know Grizz can attest to that. But before we run completely out of time, find out how we can get some more information from you, David.
Please feel free to visit our website. It's www.hookedonadventures.com.
Okay.
And you can always call us on our toll-free number, which is 888-295-4665.
Okay. Well, Hooked on Advent. Now, is it plural? Hooked on Adventures?
Yes, sir.
HookedOnAdventures.com. Awesome. And Grizz, let's go, buddy. What do you think? Should we go down there and film?
I want to take Charles down. I'd really like to make a television show.
I was just
going to
say, let's go down there and make a television show. And, maybe I'll come along as the guide or something. But anyway,
I don't want you as a guide, John.
Okay. All right, I'll be the food taster. How's that? Anyway.
You can taste my food.
Okay.
That's as far as it goes.
All righty. Okay, we're going to take off. David, thank you very much for coming on. We'll have to have this come back and find a little bit more about these peacock. You are listening to Fish Talk Radio. Please visit us on Facebook at Fish Talk Radio or come and see our website, fishtalkradio.com, and you can always listen to previous shows. Grizz, hang in there. We'll be right back, buddy.
the Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-382-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass, and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-382-1612.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espiritu Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
S-A-N-D-O-S is how to spell luxury resort in downtown Cabo San Lucas. Santos Finisterra Los Cabos is the only five-star all-inclusive on the beach next to the marina in Cabo San Lucas. Angler-friendly Santos Finisterra Los Cabos is now an affordable world-class resort with the finest accommodations, food, and location anywhere. Enjoy your Cabo fishing adventure as you never have. Visit Santos.com and use discount code FISHTALK.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
He's a great American fisherman, he'll fish anywhere.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio, and from all over the world, we've got some very, very interesting people, and we've got a very, very interesting subject that I'm anxious to talk about. We have Grizz, of course, is following through with us, and we also have Simon on the line, and he has done something that... that Grizz and I are both very anxious to learn a lot more about. And he has a company, which is it Control Me, CTRL.ME is the website.
That's great.
Great. Well, that's an easy one. Okay, Simon and Grizz, let's just go ahead and jump into it.
My wife has that same website, John.
Oh, well, she controls you, but that's this is
right.
Control Me. Yeah,
me.
This is Control Me. Anyway, that's... Simon, well, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself real quickly and give us an idea what you do when you're not on the radio.
Sure. My name is Simon Nielsen, and I am the CEO of Control Me Robotics. We are located in Venice, California, and we specialize in multi-rotor drones. So these are drones with multiple propellers, so not anything with airplanes, but only the ones that look like helicopters, but are called multi-rotors.
Mm-hmm.
And we modify these both for corporations and also for organizations such as like professional photographers, studios, security companies, and those kind of applications.
Mm-hmm. Now, the very first time that, you know, we heard about drones was normally in a military use, and of course they're probably a little bit different than what you use, but the concept where that you can use these drones instead of forces on the ground is becoming part of our military strategy. They really work. So why don't you describe again about the variety of drones that you have and you know, maybe a little bit more about them.
Sure. The term drone is a very popular term these days, and you know, some people use them differently, but the general definition is that it's anything that's unmanned and that can be operated on its own. So it has artificial intelligence of some sort. And that's where it it differs from, like, just a RC helicopter or a RC plane. So what we do, we we make these drones with a lot of intelligence, so they can actually fly on their own, take off on their own, and they can land on their own.
Okay.
So you don't need to do anything but activate them.
Okay. Simon, connection is a little bit weak. Grizz, can you hear Simon all right?
I'm having a real tough time hearing him, John,
okay.
To be honest.
Well, anyway,
with you.
Simon, keep going. I can hear you, but it's a little bit weak, I think, the connection. So see if you can really get excited and belt it out.
Now, okay.
A couple of questions. Let's start with Grizz, because I know he's got a ton of questions for you, because we've got an application that we think would be work for in a kind of a little bit different way than you normally do. So, Grizz, let's talk about it.
Well, Simon, here's the thing. I have four television shows, and I'm actually aired in 41 different countries. Now, I'm very interested in these drones, as I talked to Adam, in using them in my television shows to actually, like, we get a lot of whales in down here in Cabo San Lucas, and apply them, for example, over the whales, filming those so we don't spook the whales and have to get our boats close to them. Also, when you see a feeding frenzy, to send it out and look at it to see what's happening out there, if it's bonito or if it's marlin, then we need to go. And also, when I'm catching a marlin or my son or whoever's fishing with us, we hover over the fighting fish. These are the things that I'm really interested in. The other thing, I do a show called Discovering Mexico, and next week I'll be filming desert bighorn sheep. And to send that over and film them, now we're not killing them or anything, it's a documentary, but I really need your help. That's my concept.
Okay, great. I think you mentioned some really, really interesting ideas. Let's start with the whales. So we've been contacted here in the Los Angeles area by the Great White Society, and they want to be able to track the great white sharks that are around Catalina Island. So I think that application that you mentioned with the whales is very similar to that. So it's definitely something that's doable and something that could save you both time and also effort, because these drones can cover a larger area and you can get the whole feed live. You can see everything that the drone sees.
Hmm. Well, Simon, a quick question for my own edification is that there's, you know, we know that the Navy or, you know, the Air Force, they probably spend hundreds of thousands, if not more, you know, on a drone. And then I've seen them that are kind of more like toys that will carry a GoPro for like $150. Give us an idea what you have and what you would recommend for something that is actually a piece of equipment, but in a reasonable price range. Give us an idea what that might be.
Yeah, so it really depends on the task at hand. So the drones we sell, they range all the way from $500 up to about $20,000 fully equipped. So for something that we're talking about here, I think for a few thousand dollars, you could actually accomplish the task at hand.
And what would be the range on that, and how much could it carry?
So for the ones that cost a couple of thousand dollars, they're really meant for something similar to a GoPro camera, and you can get about a mile of range out of that at most.
I'm sorry, would you say about a mile?
Yes, 1 mile.
Okay, yeah, that'd be... Well, now the other thing is the application where Grizz wants to take it on a boat. Is he going to be able to send that out and be able to retrieve it back on the boat?
Yes, you can both deploy them from the boat, and you can land it back on the boat. The only caveat is that since they do have artificial intelligence, if you're doing everything so it's autonomous, you can't move the boat because then it would land in the water.
Oh, so you have to keep the boat stable because it thinks it knows where it's going, and if you're not there, then you got a problem.
Yeah, okay. But that's only if it's fully autonomous. Uh-huh. If you have a person control it, then you can go with the boat, and we have drones that can go as fast as 120 miles an hour, so it can keep up with anything.
Wow. Now, another question that I have, and it's something that, that because of technology, we talked about, if you're, let's say you're hunting for, he's filming, some longhorn sheep, but let's say if you're hunting deer, instead of tracking the deer and following it in the traditional method, it doesn't seem hardly fair to be able to send out a drone and spot it and then drive up there and get it. But I would imagine you could use it for that, though.
Yes, you definitely can. And I know there's even certain locations where people have tried that. Mm-hmm. And they've been able to do it successfully.
Mm-hmm. But, we might have mixed feelings about that because technology might enable us to do some things that we probably shouldn't be doing because, it's a sport. And it seems like you'd be cheating. But as far as now commercial fishing, they'll hire airplanes and helicopters to go out and, find the schools of tuna, and then they go over and pick them up. But if you're on a sport boat and you're trying to maximize your effectiveness and minimize your cost of fuel, how would you think that would work?
I think you can definitely use them. You can use these in every way that you can use a traditional helicopter. But you can also, you get the added benefit that you could actually, go lower. You could you could imagine a scenario where you have like even a fish finder that you could dip into the water.
Whoa.
You could land on the water. So there's a lot of possibilities when it comes to that.
Wow. So you could actually land on the water and it would have a transducer that would, that would send a sonar down to read the bottom, bring it, and then you could put it someplace else. And wow, that's incredible.
Yes, and you'll be able to see, the sonar image remotely as well.
Wow. Grizz, what do you think?
I got to talk to this gentleman today about let's getting something done. I see it more as anything as I don't like the deer hunting method because that's kind of cheating. But I really, really need his help in making, I think this is a new angle in making better shows for the public.
Yes, and I think these can definitely provide that. Traditionally in Hollywood, for the past couple of years, people have seen these as replacements for traditional helicopters, but recently people are also experiencing that they can do a lot more. So you can go in and you can get really low sweeping shots, and you can get you can fly through houses, you can go into places where people normally wouldn't be able to access.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, it's technology is moving at the speed of light, and I'm assuming that whatever you have today, next year, it's going to be even more incredible.
Yeah.
Right. But
well, it's like us, John. Every day we're having to buy a new computer, new camera. It's just nobody. I mean, everybody's working. Nobody's stopped.
There you go. Well, again, Grizz, of course, you get more incredible every year, too. But
we have to, or we'll be taken off air.
There you go. Fascinating subject, and there's so many different possibilities, and we're kind of reaching the point where should you or shouldn't you be allowed to use this, especially if you're in a tournament for money. I think we've decided that's probably not a good idea for the rest of the people because it is so effective. But we're going to have to take off. But Simon, give us real quick one more time your website.
It's CTRL.me.
Can't be easier than that. Control me. CTRL.me. Simon, we're going to be in touch with you, and Grizz will probably get after you as soon as we get off the phone. So we appreciate you coming
on. Are you going to be around?
Yeah. Okay, you're listening to Fish Talk Radio. We'll see you guys real quickly. Make sure you tune in to Facebook for Fish Talk Radio and also ASOB Online. And go to our website and listen to the previous shows. We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-382-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass, and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-382-1612.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming, laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
Sandos is how to spell luxury resort in downtown Cabo San Lucas. Santos Finisterra Los Cabos is the only five-star all-inclusive on the beach next to the marina in Cabo San Lucas. Angler-friendly Santos Finisterra Los Cabos is now an affordable world-class resort with the finest accommodations, food, and location anywhere. Enjoy your Cabo fishing adventure as you never have. Visit Santos.com and use discount code FISHTALK.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Are you ready for a whale-watching adventure? The Santa Barbara Channel is known as one of the best whale-watching areas in the world. Over 27 species of whales, dolphins, and porpoises come here throughout the year. And there's no better way to spend time with these wonderful animals than aboard the high-tech Condor Express. Bring a whole family for an unforgettable whale-watching adventure. The Condor Express is Santa Barbara's premier charter boat for whale-watching, island excursions, sunset cruises, and private charters. Call Sea Landing at 882-0088 to book your trip. We'll see you on the Condor Express.
I got the launch ramp blues. Launch ramp blues.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to the Grizz. Happy birthday to the most amazing fisherman Grizz in the world.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Grizz.
I bet you weren't expecting that, were you?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. All right. Well, 41 years old today. Congratulations, Grizz. Oh, maybe that was 50.
No, 39.
Oh, okay.
I can't hear.
Oh, okay.
I wish.
Go ahead, sit down there. Okay. Well, sorry for that interruption, everybody, but we had a little surprise party here for Grizz. Go ahead. Karen's on the line.
Grizz, it's Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I can hear you perfect, but I can't hear John now.
All right, then we'll make John talk in the orange mic.
Yeah,
then.
Okay, I'll change mics. Okay, good.
Listen,
gotta go check
Facebook. We just posted something really cute of you. But next time I'll do my Marilyn Monroe. Happy birthday.
No, get out of
to
here.
You.
Karen, for heaven's sakes, you're a married woman.
You're gonna be all excited, girl.
Don't tell people that.
Don't tell people that. Okay. Anyway, well, that was kind of fun, but I think we have Mark on the line. Is that right?
I'm here.
Well,
I'm on the water.
Sorry
I'm
about that.
Water.
Are you going to sing too, Mark?
I already sang.
You already sang.
You get
sorry.
One time. That was it.
Yeah.
daggone it.
Yes. Well, Mark, give us
are
a
you
quick.
Any fish?
Yeah, give us an idea where you are first.
I'm out in the California Delta, out in kind of the west Delta out here. Nice, beautiful day, a little breeze, about 80 degrees. So, nice, fish are biting, just beautiful, great to be out.
Awesome. Well, fish are biting. You give us a little bit better idea of what type of fish you're catching.
Well, I'm catching largemouth bass, and most of them are pretty shallow. Catching them on top waters, senkos, and chatterbaits. So probably caught all 15, 20 fish today.
That's great. Any size to them?
What's that?
Any size?
Yeah, you know, I got a couple that are about 4 and a couple 3-pounders and a bunch of little ones.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's been good. I went out Wednesday,
that's
got
great.
An 8-pounder and a 9-pounder. So,
it's been a
pretty good week.
On top water?
Well, I got the 8 and a 9 method called punching, where I use a big weight and go in and get into the stuff and get them.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mark, this is completely out of the clear blue. I've got a question for you, and one of the reasons I want to ask a question, I've been thinking about doing maybe a 2-minute segment on, we're going to call it Common Sense Conservation. And one of the things that I was thinking about in this, and let me ask you the question, and I think everybody you talk to will give you a different answer. Now, bass, you almost always intend on releasing them. What happens if the hook becomes lodged in a place that it's not easy to get out? What would you recommend?
I just cut the line. Just cut the line. Leave the hook in there. The hook will disintegrate over a short period of time. You know, I've caught fish with hooks. You know, hooks going out both ends, and they're still biting and eating and doing mm-hmm. fine.
Well, what if you have a stainless steel hook?
You know what?
Then
all the hooks we use out here are all steel,
mm-hmm.
regular steel, not stainless.
Right. Because this, you know, that was, you know, it's a question that let's put it this way. I think that if you destroy the fish trying to get the hook out, its mortality rate's 100%. But if you leave the hook in, it may not survive, but it's got a lot better shot.
Yeah, you know what? I tell you, I probably caught 100 fish that have hooks in them mm-hmm. already. You know, and I've caught those fish after they had the hook in there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing fine. They're eating, you know, they're surviving, and they're getting caught again, even with that hook.
Right.
John,
let me just say this.
Sure.
Have you seen people, young kids, with their tongues pierced?
Ew. Yeah.
Same
as a matter
thing.
Of fact, I hadn't thought about
pierced,
that.
Nose pierced.
Oh.
Same thing.
Good thought, Chris. And
same thing.
Right.
It's just a piercing.
Right. And then, of course, you know, it's apparently a lot of times they'll just dislodge and come out anyway. But I guess the point is that if you want to keep them, it's safer to just let it stay than it is to destroy the fish trying to get it out. Because the last thing you want to do is, you know, puncture a gill or something.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for that. But
I got another question, a trivial question. Mark, maybe you can answer this one.
Okay.
Why are anglers called anglers?
Mark, if you need some help with that, I can help you, but let's see what you got.
I would think
a lie.
They're casting,
you told me
they're
it's
casting
not true.
In a certain direction, which is the angle. But, you know, I totally just...
You made that up, didn't you, Mark?
I just totally made that up.
Grizz,
Grizz. John did the same thing last night.
Well, Grizz, you didn't let me finish. I'll answer that question with a riddle. An angler is a fisherman, but a fisherman is not necessarily an angler. That'll give you a clue.
I'm a pro angler and I'm a pro fisherman.
Yes.
What is the difference?
Well, I know I know the difference, but what I'm telling you.
Well, then tell us, for Christ's sake.
I want you to guess. An angler.
I'm not going to guess, John. I'm
okay,
too
Mark,
old to guess.
Mark,
I could
Mark,
die before I
Mark,
get it right.
An angler is a fisherman, but a fisherman is not necessarily an angler.
You've already said that once,
I know.
John. Now
I'm just
give
trying
us
to let it sink in.
Answer.
All right. A fisherman catches fish, whether it be with a hook and line, a net, a spear, or any method. That's a fisherman, right?
Okay.
So what is an angler? What is an angler?
A guy that goes fishing? Doesn't always catch them?
He uses an angle, which is another word for hook, to catch the fish.
Ah. Got it.
Now, John, did you make that up like you did last night?
Yes.
That's what I figured. So, don't believe him, Mark. Don't you guys out there listening to Fish Talk Radio believe everything John says, because he makes it up.
Just because it's on the radio does not mean it's true.
Yes, it does, especially if John says it. Now, Mark says that you can take it to the bank
okay.
or the grizz, but don't believe everything John says.
Well, you know, Mark, while we've got you on the water and you are out there angling, give us a quick idea about what you're catching and how you do it.
I'm sorry, you cut out for just a...
Oh, I'm sorry. Give us a quick idea of, you know what, can I interrupt you just for a second? Because we're going to get a quick report. Do you have a couple of minutes? I know that you're on the water, Mark. Do you have just a couple of minutes? Mark, you there? Go ahead and get whatever we got. Grizz, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, anyway, we've got...
There went Mark.
There went Mark. All righty. But, well, he's on his cell phone. We got him on. So, anyway.
Got a fish on.
Okay. What do we have? I don't know what we have. Okay, on two. We got two? Brett, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
There you go. Sorry about that. We're getting, we got all kinds of stuff going on here. So, anyway, you are at Lake Chabot. Is that pronounced correctly?
Yep.
And this is the time of the year when people are going to be streaming in. You have some tips for people where they want to go and a little bit about your area and what you have there.
Let's see. Right now, what's biting mostly is probably catfish and bass. There's definitely still some trout. Those are probably down deep. Everyone's trying to fish for catfish, pulling up trout still. Bass are off their beds now. People are still getting them with swim baits, mostly drop shots. A lot more catfish has been coming out with chicken liver and anchovies.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the catches have been over in Raccoon, Half Moon Bay, and by the dam.
Okay.
Trying to think. Also,
a quick question about catfish. You know, I've had catfish, but I don't normally fish for them. Do you have any tips on if you happen to bring one up and you want to do something with it? What do you recommend?
What, like cooking wise?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't keep the fish I catch. I'm
okay.
More catch and release type guy.
Right. Well, yeah, even the catfish, you know, and the more fish you take out of the lake, the less fish are in the lake, right?
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I always try to people to.
Okay. Well, if anybody is in your area, I know you got all kinds of stuff going on because it's that time of the year, but give a quick idea on how to find you.
Just come down to the marina and ask for Brett, and I'll be here.
Okay, and where is Lake Chabot?
Cache Valley.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Okay, I appreciate that. And to get in touch with you, what's your best way to do it?
This phone number, if you have it.
Okay, I can do that. And
you have it with
you? Yeah, that would be area code 510-247-2526.
Yep, perfect.
And if you're if you didn't catch that, go to fishtalkradio.com and listen to it again. Thank you, Brett.
Perfect.
Righto. How okay, we do have Mark back. I'm sorry about that, Mark. But,
I'm back. Yeah, somehow I got lost.
Well, it's the age of anyway. But,
well, I was really worried. I thought maybe your boat sank.
Well, anyway, we do only have about a minute, but I didn't want you to to chase you away like that. Mark is, I guess, with it, editor, publisher, copywriter for Bass. What is it? Bass.
For Bass, I'm the editor of Bass Angler Magazine.
Bass,
the most informative bass magazine on the planet.
It is. And so it's bassanglermag.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
Bassanglermag.com. Okay. Mark, we appreciate that. We'll let you get back to your real job, which is fishing. And we appreciate you you joining us today. Sorry about that confusion.
All right. Great talking to you guys. Happy birthday, Grizz.
Bye.
I'll catch some fish for you.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay. Well, Grizz, we're going to wrap up this segment. So we really appreciate you coming on and sharing. I guess your birthday officially was just yesterday or so, but you can celebrate it all month. That's not a problem.
Okay, I can celebrate it all year.
Okay. You are listening to Fish Talk Radio. Go to fishtalkradio.com. You can listen to the previous shows or this one anytime, and then also go to Facebook. And Grizz has got Facebook, asobonline.com. And Grizz, we got to go. Thank you for coming in.